This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2300, Accredited Investor, The Benefits of Being One, by Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome to another Monday Mastery episode here on Optimal Finance Daily, where each Monday we take a look at an article that features a more complex personal finance topic. So with that, put on your thinking cap as we get into this next article and start optimizing your life. Accredited Investor, The Benefits of Being One, by Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. You'll discover many investment options as you explore ways to build your long-term wealth. In your search, you might come across the term accredited investor. Perhaps you noticed certain investments are only open to accredited investors. You might wonder what one is and the benefits of being one. Listen on to find out. In this article, we'll explain what it means to be an accredited investor and who qualifies. We'll also discuss the benefits and responsibilities of being one. What is an accredited investor? An accredited investor is an individual or business entity that can buy investments not registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. They have access to a broader range of investment options not available to everyone, such as real estate crowdfunding and venture capital. The SEC sets the criteria for who qualifies as an accredited investor. These rules aim to limit accredited investors to those with the financial sophistication and net worth to withstand the additional risk of unregistered investments. Unregistered investments are riskier, since they don't have the same disclosures and regulations as registered investments. Who qualifies? All accredited investors must meet at least one of the SEC requirements based on income, net worth, assets, or professional standing. The rules have recently expanded, allowing more people to qualify. To be an accredited investor, you must meet one of the following qualifications: earn $200,000 or more each year for the last 2 years and expect that level of income to continue, $300,000 joint income when combined with a spouse or spousal equivalent. Have a net worth of $1 million, alone or with a spouse, excluding a primary home's value. Or have professional credentials showing extensive financial knowledge and experience. An entity or private company must be a trust or private business with assets of at least $5 million, or a business in which all owners are individual accredited investors. Why are there requirements? Accreditation makes riskier, unregistered investments available only to those determined to have the knowledge and means to withstand more financial risk. Regulations for accreditation stem from the Securities Act of 1933, enacted in response to the Great Depression. The law created stricter requirements and disclosures for investments. It also improved rules on fraud and misrepresentation. As a result, all securities offered to the general public must register with the SEC or have an exemption. Registration better protects and informs investors about the investments they buy or trade. Accredited investors can access unregistered investments meeting SEC exemptions under Regulation D. Why would you want to be accredited? In short, being an accredited investor means access to more investment opportunities. With expanded opportunities, there can be a possibility of better returns. But these investments are riskier, with the potential for considerable financial loss. The benefits of being an accredited investor. Number one, you have access to more investment opportunities. The most significant benefit is access to a broader range of investment opportunities. Accredited investors have options not available to other investors, like crowdfunding, private placements, or other alternative investments. Accredited investors may also be allowed to invest higher dollar amounts than those who are not accredited, such as with worthy bonds. Here are some examples of investment opportunities available to accredited investors: commercial real estate, farmland crowdfunding, hedge funds, real estate crowdfunding, real estate syndications, and venture capital or angel investing. Number two, you have more options for diversification. With access to more investments, accredited investors can further diversify their portfolios. For example, some might choose investments like real estate crowdfunding to invest outside of the stock market. Though these investments carry risks, they can help temper other investments' volatility. And number three, you have the potential for higher returns. Some riskier investments available to accredited investors have the potential for higher returns. The key word there is riskier. With the possibility of better returns comes the potential for more loss. The drawbacks of being an accredited investor. Number one, you must do your due diligence. Without the SEC disclosure rules and other protections, it's vital to research these investments. You may need to review documents and financial statements and verify additional information. It's wise to hire an attorney to help with this task, especially before signing any agreement. And number two, you take on more risk. The added risk of investing in unregistered securities is one of the most significant drawbacks. How to qualify. There's no formal certification for accredited investors. Individual companies offering unregistered securities verify investor accreditation. Suppose you want to buy an investment not registered through the SEC. In that case, you can directly approach the company or entity selling the investment. You may need to answer some questions or fill out an application. The issuer will ask for proof that you qualify as an accredited investor. The documentation you could need includes W-2s, tax returns, and investment or retirement account statements. Some issuers also check your credit history and request letters from tax and financial professionals with whom you work. Things all accredited investors should do. Accredited investor equals access to riskier investments. Accredited investors must take responsibility for the risk of investing in unregistered securities. If you're newly accredited, start small and only invest in what you understand. Some investments advertise attractive returns without focusing much on the possibility of significant losses. Always do your research. Of course, you should do your homework when considering any investment, but it's crucial for unregistered securities. With no SEC oversight, these investments aren't subject to disclosures and other protections, so investors are on their own. And with any investment, before you buy, make sure you can weather the potential losses. You don't have to be an accredited investor to invest. Investing is an excellent way to build wealth, whether you're an accredited investor or not. Everyone can access registered stocks, bonds, and other investments through a brokerage or retirement account, like a 401k or an IRA. While every investment carries some risk, those registered with the SEC have stricter regulations. Of course, it's wise to do your research before investing in anything, but you don't have to be an expert or have a lot of money to get started. Once you know the basics, you can start small and choose investments that fit your goals and risk tolerance. You just listened to the post titled Accredited Investor, The Benefits of Being One by Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. It's estimated that about 10% of households in the U.S. could qualify to be accredited investors. Maybe you fall into that category, but more likely you're like me and you fall into the 90% of people who are not accredited, but should still be investing. Just because you might not have access to the riskiest investments doesn't mean you're at a disadvantage for building wealth. According to a report by the Wall Street Journal, accredited investors are driving the demand for alternative investments, such as private equity, hedge funds, and real estate. However, I'd revert you back to the thoughts shared by contributor Nick Majuli on episode 2176, titled, How Do the Wealthy Invest? Nick argues that there's an obsession with wealthy individuals and how they invest their money, but their allocation decisions are not always what created their wealth. Many wealthy people became rich through business ownership, professional careers, or other means, and have since allocated their wealth to private equity and hedge funds. Access to alternative investments is limited by bankroll, and for some wealthy investors, the exclusivity of an investment is more attractive than the promise of outperformance. For an accredited investor, investing is not always just about the money, but also about status. Let us not forget that the wealthiest 10% of Americans own almost 90% of all U.S. stocks, indicating that tried and true stock market investing is still a popular option for ultra-high net worth individuals. And you don't need to be an accredited investor to build wealth in the stock market. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks for being here today and every day. And be sure to come back tomorrow for more, where your optimal life awaits.